For the first time in 31 years, authorities in Hong Kong have banned an annual vigil to commemorate the Tiananmen Square crackdown. Officially, it's because of coronavirus, but organisers say with new national security laws coming soon, police may never allow it to take place again. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
1 year ago, in the middle of Hong Kong, more than 100,000 people peacefully remembered 30 years since Chinese troops opened fire on protesters in Beijing. This year, police have imposed a coronavirus ban on large public gatherings. But one of the organisers of the annual vigil, Tonyi Chow, thinks that's an excuse.
We have like a handful of cases now, and most of them are import cases. And we have no ban on going to work or going to school. We can still do social activities. We can still go to swimming pool. We can still have religious gathering. But all the application to the police to get their no objection letter for assembly and gathering have all been banned in the past few months. And we do got this feeling that it is intentionally used as a tool to suppress on the movement.
In the lead-up, small sporadic protests have continued in Hong Kong about China's new national security laws. The government says the laws will target a small group of people trying to subvert the state, commit terrorism, collude with foreign forces, or advocate independence. Such broad categories have people worried that a Tiananmen crackdown remembrance event, which is completely banned on the mainland, could be targeted for subversion.
All this perfectly legitimate expression of opinion and a political issue, if they have this national security law in Hong Kong, it may got banned and become illegal. So we are very worried about this law.
China's government insists the new laws won't restrict freedom of speech so long as it's lawful. Hong Kong's Beijing-backed leader Carrie Lam is now almost completely using the same language as China's government.
The threat to national security in Hong Kong is constantly rising. We can look back over this past year and see that Hong Kong has undergone every kind of riot which has been widely reported. These activities, these behaviours endanger the nation's safety and endanger the life and well-being of the people. That is why some people ask if Hong Kong has now gone from a society of rule of law to that of rule of fear.
It's still not clear what exactly will be in the laws and when they'll go into effect. China's government, though, says there's an urgent need for the changes. As for this year's ban on the vigil, organiser Tonyi Chow says she'll turn up anyway.
Oh, we'll still go there. We'll still go to Victoria Park and we'll still light up a candle. But if, as long as we still have this determination to remember Tiananmen and to do something for it, I mean, it's not illegal for us to just walk into the park and light a candle, right? So we will still do that.
This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.